broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
All right, fellas. Welcome back to another episode of Ask... Wait, what happened?
I don't know. You kind of...
Ask the Fellas!
You almost ended the show, and then you made a quick U-turn.
Wait a minute. That doesn't sound right.
Even the lady fellas.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
Damn.
Should we start over?
I guess so. Hold on.
Broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
All right, fellas, what the hell? What's up, man?
I don't know, man.
You know what's wrong with me today?
What's wrong?
Thank you for asking, by the way.
Stop spitting out your water, Victoria.
I almost did.
Fucking tired, man.
Why?
These four-day weekends, bro. Four-day weekends.
Seriously, man.
They're hard. They're hard on you. Even if you don't do shit, you still fucking tired as fuck going back to work on Monday.
That's true.
Man. Like today, I felt so fucking tired, dude.
No, but the thing is, like, but it's funny, like what Barlow said and shit. Like, even if you don't do anything, I think your body is so accustomed to just doing 2 days off and then back at it. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and it's like you. 3 days, I think it's still easier to kind of adapt, but fuck, 4 days just completely fucks you up.
Especially if you're fucking drinking, you know. Because we went out on, did I hang out with you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, on,
was it Thursday?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
Wednesday. No, right? Was it Wednesday?
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's when you wanted to do the happy hour.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if
you guys went. Oh, no, I didn't go with you on Wednesday.
No.
I went out with you on Friday.
Yeah, see, Friday. Mm-hmm. So, Wednesday, I went out, you know, hung out with our friend Izzy.
Oh, right.
You know, we had a few drinks. And then Thursday, obviously, there was drinking Thursday.
Obviously.
You got to celebrate the Lord's Day, you know, July 4th.
The Lord's Day.
So, that was a lot of drinking and then eating as well. So, Friday, again, you know, hung out with a couple of friends. Oh, with you and your wife.
Right.
So, we hung out. So, again, dude, you know, it's a lot of drinking. I think that, I don't know, man. I don't know what's happening, dude. I'm 35, but I'm feeling...
Like, feeling 42?
Like 45, bro.
Really? That's 10 years difference, bro.
I know.
That's a lot of years.
I think I need to stop hanging out with older people.
Okay, come on.
I think that's what it is, man. I'm feeling you guys' fucking, auras and shit, and it's like it's getting to me, man.
It doesn't happen by osmosis, bro. Mm. It doesn't. You don't get it like that. You don't get tired because you're hanging out with old folks.
Then what is it?
You know what? I can't put my finger on it, bro. I can't put my. Let me see. Think really hard.
Is it because I'm an old soul?
That's probably it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you become the people you hang out with, I think, too.
That's fucked up again.
You know what I mean?
Victoria, like, he hangs out with me.
Oh, shit. My bad. Well, it's like the other thing they say, you know, you start looking like your fucking animals, like your pets.
That's true. That is true.
So I don't know. I don't think you look like your dogs, but.
Cherokee? Nah, I don't think so either.
I'm not your dog.
I don't even have one. But yeah, man, it's been tiring. And then on Sunday, all I did on fucking Sunday, dude, I just slept most of the time.
All day?
All fucking day, basically.
Why?
Yeah, the only time I wasn't asleep was either I was on the phone or I was fucking ordering fucking food for myself and my daughter to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
You know what? That's probably what fucked you up, that you had, like, such a lazy Sunday.
Probably, right?
Yeah, like, where it's just kind of like, your body just kind of went on shutdown.
Because even today, I fucking, you know, logged into work, fucking was working, and around 4:30, I was like, you know what? I need a fucking nap. So I fucking took a nap.
You should have gotten yourself used to, like, being active again. Maybe going for a walk, maybe working out, doing something that'll stimulate your body, bro.
And that, and you know what? At the end of the day, I think that's what it is too. Mm. I haven't been working out the last 2 weeks, so I'm feeling it now. Now I'm starting to feel that shit.
That's what it
and
is.
And I was gonna work out today, but I fucking chickened out and was like, you know what? I'm gonna take a nap instead.
It's a workout or nap.
How I feel. Like, let's say if I stop working out for 2 weeks, right? Uh-huh. Somehow my body starts to feel as if I'm working out. Like, my body feels sore. Huh. My muscles get twitchy a little bit, like having, like, start having spasms a little bit.
Okay.
Kind of probably reminding me, like, hey, you start need to start moving.
Yeah.
So that's probably what your body was telling you.
It's telling me, hey, man, you ain't 25 no more. You better start moving. I'm gonna make this back hurt right now.
Like, getting Bartles' muscles pushed him toward his bed and shit. It's a nap.
Yeah, it's nap time, old man.
Damn. So 2 weeks. What made you take off for 2 weeks?
What was it? Fuck. Well, what the fuck was it? My tattoo. I was trying to heal my tattoo. Mm. And then, I don't know, just been hanging out.
Looks fucking good, by the way, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's still, the red part is still fucking, it still has a scab on it. Mm. I'm a little concerned because it should have came off by now, but I don't
really
know. Yeah. So I've been trying to kind of scrape it off as much as I can, but it's still there. So I don't know what happened, but it's not infected or anything because it.
Well, it is in your lower part of your leg.
Yeah, so. It's on my shin. So. Right. I haven't sent the listeners a picture yet, but I will once it's done. It's
just
not done
just
yet.
Don't take the picture with those shorts on, bro.
What?
They're a little high.
What's wrong with this?
And if you're going to give them a picture, something might be popping out. I'm just saying.
I'm not a large, remember? I'm a grower, not a shower.
Right.
She's like, we're going to be just right.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I think I've just been lazy. Yeah. I think the summer, I think, it's, you know, I, you know what? It's as soon as summer started. The week, the same week summer, the officially was summer, mm-hmm. That's when I stopped working out.
Right. Because at that point, you already have your summer bod, right? Like, that's what it is, maybe? You're like, I already have my summer bod. Yeah. Like, we're here. It's summer.
Yeah.
Like, this is as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, let me let it get worse.
It's all downhill from now.
It's all downhill, bro.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
I got a question for you guys, man.
What's up, man?
When do you think your peak was? Or maybe you haven't peaked, but do you guys ever think about that? Like, do you ever think, hey, man, that was my peak right there? Hmm. Like, this is when I was at my best. I had the best time of my life. And sorry to say, but this is all downhill from here.
Huh.
It's not that depressing as it sounds. I'm just saying, like, there's got to be a moment where you thought this was the best moment of your life. What could it be? I mean, it could be your daughter being born, but hopefully it's not that.
Because yeah, because that's a different kind of.
Yeah.
That's a different type of peak, you know.
Right. Like, dude. For yourself, maybe a personal peak. How's that?
Man, you stomped this, bro.
I know.
Because you know what? Because for me, I'm like, I'm continuously peaking.
Ah.
You know? Like, continuously. It's like.
So there, you haven't reached the mountaintop.
I don't think so, man. I think I'm still going, getting there. Mm. I'm still, you know, trying to be the best that I can as far as physically. Mm-hmm. I think, right now I'm peaking because I'm finally getting my tattoo done that I wanted for years and years and years. And I've always fucking pushed back on it. But you know what? I can't do it right now. It was always an excuse. I can't do it. And this year I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm going to fucking get this shit done and I'm going to fucking do it.
Ooh. So,
what?
No, I could psychoanalyze you a little bit on this one.
What?
Well, back then you gave a lot of excuses of, you know, of like why you couldn't do certain things. And now you feel like you're breaking out of that because you're giving yourself no excuses. Like, you're just getting shit done. And right. That's why you feel so fucking, like, empowered.
Empowered, right?
Yeah. What do you think? Does that sound about right?
Sound about right, bro. All right,
see? About there we right. go. There we go.
You know?
So now there's no excuse. You do what you want.
And do when I want it and do it how I want it.
Wait, are we still talking about?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about peaking.
Is that a new word for having sex or what?
Probably. I know, right?
I just pitched a tent.
Oh, shit. You know, I think another thing is, you know, for the tattoo and for just me being better is, I think once my you know previous relationship ended, I think that kind of because it, you know it was such a you know it was a It wasn't a good moment, obviously, right? So it wasn't a good moment. And I was like, I was hurting for a bit, and I was like, you know what? I gotta do something, man. I gotta heal this pain somehow.
So how do you get over someone?
You gotta get in another one.
There you go.
You get me?
I get you.
And then you gotta haktua, right?
Wait, can you haktua a girl?
Yeah, you can. What the fuck?
Holy, they don't get mad.
He spit in her face. She's like, motherfucker.
Why are you spitting in my face?
Dude, talking about haktua, there's been like, I don't know if you've seen the new videos and shit. They've been talking shit about it, right? They're like,
whoa, talking shit about her.
Yeah, well, not about her, but just about that people are like hyping up the haktua. Mm. And they're like, man, they're like, I prefer a girl to go down on me. And like, I posted one on our story today. Wow. And it was like, do you prefer it to sound like Pac-Man? You know how Pac-Man is like eating the balls and is like, you know what I mean? So a lot of people are like, fuck haktua. Like, I want a girl to be like fucking going to town on my shit.
Oh, what about that? Like that the black girl video.
Was it not the tangerine? What the fuck is the grapefruit?
The grapefruit
technique.
You know, that bitch was like a vacuum, man.
Wow, that was insane, right?
Yeah, somebody's gonna lose their fucking foreskin with that bitch.
Hell yeah.
She's like,
oh my god.
Man, Bartles would love that shit, man.
Nah, hell nah.
Come
hell
on.
I think it would be too distracting for somebody like
that. Like, what the fuck is that shit? No. Not at all, man. Not at all. Yeah. But, you know, back to fucking peaking. I think I'm peaking every fucking day. Mm. Every day is a different fucking accomplishment.
So it's not peaking. You're still not done yet,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I'm not done yet. Yeah,
you're just going to keep on moving up.
With the fun, yeah, there was a lot of fun back in college, when, you know, a little bit younger, but I think even now that you have even more money too, you're able to fucking do even more shit.
Right.
So
right.
You superset that that part, that item, that adventure that you had with something else, and you know, just continue to go up, man.
Yeah, because I think even just the word peaking, means like
that's it.
After that, you're going down. You're going downhill.
And I think that's not gonna happen until maybe 60 or some shit.
God damn, man. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Well, then, because at that point you hit a peak. Yeah. It's a different kind of peak. Yeah. I think and at that point, I think once you start going down, it just means you're just kind of mellowing out.
Yeah. You're like just ready for that day when you know when you're gonna get.
You're prepared for death.
You know, you're gonna go home.
You're gonna go home. Jesus, I'm coming.
You're gonna go home, man.
This is Ramon
Steps
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
And my daughter, the older one, she got up on Sunday, like getting ready for school. And she's like, wake up. Like, we're going to be late. I'm like, dude, it's fucking Sunday. Shit.
Don't you own a calendar?
Like, it's fucking Sunday. What are you doing?
I still remember waking up, like, after a nap.
Yeah.
And it's night, and it's 8 o'clock.
Oh, shit.
And I look at the clock. I'm like, shit, I'm late for school.
Yeah, no, that shit will throw you
and
off.
And you realize you're 45.
He's like, I'm really late.
Like, wait a minute.
Dude, it's only recently that I stopped having that dream, a recurring nightmare.
Yeah.
Where I'm late for class, but I realized that I hadn't gone to that class for like 2 weeks. And it's like the beginning of the year. So it's like the second week of school, but I still haven't been to that class.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, should I go? Should I not go? Should I drop it?
Right.
Like, it was like a weird feeling of that.
You know
shit.
What?
I always did that.
I had that dream for a long time, too.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Really?
Fuck, really?
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. And the same thing. I would contemplate, like, fuck, should I fucking drop it?
Yeah.
How am I going to pass this fucking class? Like,
dude. I must have done that so much that, you know, to not go to class and always contemplate dropping it or withdrawing,
as we
called it.
Yeah.
That it just became part of my fucking nightmare, man. Because the dream is always the same. I look at my, you remember those?
Syllabus.
Yeah, but those folders that was with the clear pouch in the front.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I had my class schedule right up front. And I'm always trying to figure out what class I need to go next.
Yeah.
It's a horrible feeling, though.
Dude, we've had the same fucking dream, man. Yeah, it's the same shit. I never know where my class is.
Right.
I'm like, dude, we're like halfway in the semester. I don't know where the fuck this class is, what day I'm supposed to be taking this class.
Yeah.
And I think I have a test tomorrow.
And you only show up on test days. Yeah. Kind of like, yeah. And that's crazy because it's a recurring dream. Yeah. Like, it, yeah. Yeah, I remember, like, it would happen a lot. It would happen a lot, and I would contemplate. But in my defense, like, I did drop a lot of classes.
Yes, I did too. I think I dropped the most allowable under the class catalog.
Right. Because I think it was like up. Six or something.
Six. And not only that, I withdrew, which, no, I'm sorry. I repeating canceled.
That's what it was, repeating canceled.
The maximum amount as well.
That's what it was,
repeating canceled. So, hey, dude, I took it to the max on every fucking thing at that fucking college.
Every allowable.
Yeah, fuck up.
They didn't allow you to fuck up. Like, all right, you can't repeat it. You can't withdraw, but you can repeat and cancel now. Like, all right, now you can take credit, no credit.
The motherfuckers were setting us up for failure and shit. Yeah. Like,
but you know what? I'm glad that it doesn't say anything of that nature on my diploma.
Imagine they put it on your diploma.
Right?
Imagine, like, fuck, all the credits that you didn't take. Fuck, man.
Like, please see the reverse side.
Oh. My shit will be full. Only 2 pages, bro.
Damn.
To fucking fill it up with all the crap funny. That I did.
You know, I could imagine if they actually cared about what your GPA was or what classes you fucking, like, if you needed a math class and you got a D in it and you were, that's passing, so right. You got to take it again, but you have a D in it. That's your D, but you still got the fucking diploma.
I know, right?
You know, I know there's jobs out there or there's corporations out there that care about which school you get your diploma from, but for the most part, they don't give a fuck about your grades.
Like your GPA, because I when I used to be a supervisor, like I heard, like people would put their GPAs on their resume.
Right.
I would kind of put them to the side. I'd be a little fucking hater.
Wait, what kind of GPA? What are we talking?
Like,
what?
No, like they would put like, oh, 3.8 GPA.
Oh, so you would be like, cancel. I mean, you would like trash.
He's
trash.
Like, fuck these fools.
You're like, oh,
really?
2.0. All right. Yeah. I can
work with that.
He sounds cool.
Or those are the ones that don't put the GPA.
Right. Right.
Man. Yeah. I think when you barely break 3, you're not so proud of your fucking GPA, right?
Yeah. Because that's the thing. I think, because I remember when I first started college, I was like, all right, like 3.0, that's pretty good. That's honor roll. Because in high school, that was honor roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then after, I think, like, toward my last 2 years, I was just like, dude, like, you got to get more, like, into the 3.5s and stuff like that, you know? Like,
you know, that's the problem with our counselors. They never pushed me towards that 3.5 range. My first counselor, as it is, I went to go see them, and I had a 2.7, whatever that is. Like,
yeah,
maybe 2 Bs and a C, maybe, or something.
Yeah.
Two Bs, two Cs, maybe. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was, I thought it was terrible, bro. And the counselor looked at me and said, oh, yeah, 2.7. You're doing really well. And I'm like, I looked at her like, what the fuck?
But see, and comments like that is what fuck people up. Because
that's what fucked me up.
Yeah, because at that point it's like, oh, well, fuck, I thought I was doing shitty. Now I can take my foot off the gas and put it on cruise. Like,
yeah, because in college, this is like doing great. I'm doing great then.
I think
for the first semester, maybe. Because a lot of people fuck up in the first semester or the first year.
See, they didn't say that, though. Because I know in high school, if it wasn't A, it wasn't good enough, right? But in college, when she said, oh, you're doing great, I was sold, bro. I was like, college is going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be fun.
I didn't have enough information in college.
I didn't either, man.
I didn't know it was good to go see your counselor every semester or whatever the fuck.
Right, right.
I didn't know it was a good idea to go see your professor during their office hours.
Is that porno fucked that up for us, bro?
I know what happens.
And I ain't going to go see Mr. Habib.
It's their office hours.
I know what happens in those office hours.
I ain't got nothing they want.
Yeah, but that was the thing, too, because I know, like, well, some of our friends, they had EOP.
Right.
I didn't have EOP, so I didn't know I had to see a counselor. I didn't see a counselor until my third year.
Holy shit.
When it was time to pick a major, because at that point, they're like, oh, you need to pick a major. And they're like, oh, wait, have you seen a counselor? And I'm like, No, what? What the fuck?
I don't need counseling.
and that is when I found out that I was about a year and a half behind because I was taking classes that I didn't need.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah, I was just taking classes that my friends were taking.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. No, because I had no clue. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
I took all of the humanities courses. I don't know why.
You should have made that your minor.
I didn't know.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Jerry could be a fucking scholar right now.
I don't know what a humanity is, but I'm good at it.
But you don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is yet.
It's a study of human addity.
Oh, and then I'm all for it, bro.
There you go.
Yeah, oh, man.
Nah, college is something else, bro.
Now, for me, my biggest stupid, my stupid moment when college was, I took a math class, and I was like, you know what? I didn't pass it. I failed this shit. So I took the class again the following semester.
Yeah.
The following semester, I fucking failed it again.
Oh, okay. Shit.
And then I took it again, and then I looked at my transcript, and then I realized, holy shit, I passed the class the first time.
Stop. How the fuck did you not notice that?
Well, again, I didn't know I could print out my fucking, my grades
wow.
and shit.
Wow. No, there was a guy that took English. Right. And he was doing great throughout the whole year, but in the final exam, he didn't do so well. So he failed. Right. Yeah. So he had to retake the class again. But in the second time around, he didn't go to class because he says, I already know this shit.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to take the final exam because that's all I need to take.
Right.
And he failed again. I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way, fuck. Bro. What the fuck?
You still got to take the midterm and
right.
the fucking final.
Yeah. He just thought, no, I did great the first time.
Like, fucking
idiot.
Fucking terrible, man.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So. Yeah, but I think that was the problem with, like, you know, first-generation college students. Like, we didn't know shit.
We didn't know anything.
And our parents didn't know shit either.
Right.
Of course not.
They're like, oh, you going to school? Okay. I thought you were done.
It's like college. What the fuck? Yeah, no, but that's the thing, and I think, I know we joke about how long it took us to get out of, like, college or whatever, but I think that's why I think we had about a year and a half throwaway at least,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that
2 years.
Yeah, that were just bullshit classes, you know? And
but, you know, it allowed us to mature, though, because mm-hmm. once we were out of college, I feel that we were more mature to
yeah,
go into
yeah,
the workspace.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if we would have been done at 22, right? 22, 23.
I was still a fucking kid.
I mean, I was fucking a dumbass kid at that time. Still,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by the time I got out when I was like 28.
No, not 28.
Yeah, by then, you know, I was a man.
He's like, move over, Grandpa. God damn it.
Shit.
Yeah, no, it was crazy, man. But college was fucking fun, man. I had a great fucking time in college. Great experience, you know what I mean? Got to meet a lot of good people and stuff like that. It was cool, man. Because some people, like, if you talk to people that graduated in 4 years, a lot of times they'll tell you, they're like, bro, like, all I did was fucking go to school.
And school, go home, and work.
Yeah.
School, work, home.
And that was it. And they're... Yeah. And I'm like, but what about the spring breaks or what about the college experience? And they didn't have it.
Yeah.
They didn't have it. You know what I mean? But there are some fucking phenoms and shit that are able to do the 4 years and also.
And party, yeah.
Yeah, and party and shit.
I don't think I've ever met those people.
Yeah, they're probably kind of weird and shit, but.
Like, who can, I mean, when you really think about it, remember the guy that was, like, he had a 4.4, I think. In college.
Oh, the stutterer?
Yeah, no. Is it a stutterer? Was he a stutterer? But he went to Vegas with you guys at one time.
Oh, yeah.
And he took his books, and summer school hadn't even started yet. And he was already reading ahead of time.
little panitos.
Right.
Panitos.
Somehow he got the syllabus ahead of time, and he was able to read ahead before he even started school.
This fool had the syllabus ahead of time.
Remember that?
Yeah, no, this fool was like studying, and we were like, what the fuck?
But you know what? But what did I get him?
What?
What does he do now? Isn't he a librarian or some bullshit?
I think he's
trying to work at a gallery? Art gallery?
Yeah, art gallery, yes.
Okay.
He's a curator at an art gallery.
Curator? What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I didn't go to college.
Somebody que cura art.
I bless thee.
I bless thee.
Holy.
We're fucking idiots.
shitting on his fucking job. He probably makes like $300,000 a year.
Yeah, I know, right? Doing nothing.
I know. But curating.
Sitting in an air-conditioned fucking gallery right now.
Wow. That's crazy.
Just admiring art, bro. $300,000. Damn. We fucked up, didn't we?
We fucked up.
We did all right.
It's the Ask the Fellas show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
Fellas, I got a question for you, man.
What's up?
All right, let's say you're dating somebody, right? Or let's just even say dating, or she's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. And she asks you, right? And this girl that she's asking you about is her friend, and this girl is hot. Mm. She's fucking hot, bro. All
right, if you were to say hot, what celebrity are we talking about?
I know you guys are very fond of Ana de Armas, so let's go with Ana de Armas.
She's more...
She's not hot.
She's not hot.
No.
Let's go with Megan Fox in her prime?
Nah.
No? Who do you guys like that's hot?
Who's hot?
Hot.
Who's hot? Damn. What is that Sweeney girl? Is she hot? Or she has a nice rack?
She's just got a nice rack.
She's just all tits.
Yeah.
Who's hot then?
I don't know.
Get you motherfuckers being all picky. She's all right. I mean. She ain't all bad.
Who the fuck is hot?
I don't know, man. See, now
what happened to us?
I don't know, man. Because
before we'd be like, oh, what's her name's hot?
Yeah.
But now it's like, eh.
The internet fucked it up for us, bro.
That's true.
You understand that. Like, now we can, we have access to all these hot girls that we know. We don't know the names of them anymore.
Right. And we can, we can't name them, but I know that they're hot.
True.
Fuck.
Man. See, I wouldn't even call Sofia Vergara hot.
Nah, she's old already.
Come on.
But you know what? I see her as old, but I still have this thing for Salma Hayek. And Salma Hayek's about the same age.
Yeah, but she's not hot.
Okay, Salma Hayek in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Dusk Till Dawn.
But she's short.
What the fuck? Cherokee.
What? I just want a taller girl, man.
Nah, I love that shortness.
Really?
Yeah. She's fucking
give me,
hot.
Give me 5 foot nothing anytime. Dang. Any day.
So we can all imagine what a hot girl looks like. Right?
Yes, okay, so what's her name? The one you just said.
Salma Hayek
in her prime. Dusk Till Dawn. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So she's your girlfriend's friend.
Okay.
Ooh.
And your girlfriend's like.
Damn.
And she's wearing the fucking snake around her.
Yeah. And she's just for no reason, right? But she's just walking around with the snake.
Barefoot.
And she like, who wants a drink? Who wants to drink off my foot?
I'm in. All right. Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. And
what's the question?
And so if she asks you, right, like you guys just chilling and the friend's like hanging out over there. And she's like, do you think my friend is hot? Mm. Like, do you think she's hot? What do you say?
Fuck. How do you answer that?
Yeah.
This is her good friend, right?
It's almost like a best friend.
Like you see her pretty much every day.
Yeah, almost. you see her frequently.
Often.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how long have we been dating? Me and my girl.
You and your girl. Let's go 2 years.
Well, that's a long time.
Okay,
I know.
So, okay, 1 year maybe. So, 1 year.
What, even 1 year is a long time. And what I mean by that is that means the girlfriend or the best friend has been around for
quite a while. It's past the testing period.
Right. So
let's go 3 months.
6 months.
So she's gonna she's about to find out whether my dick goes hard every time she's in the vicinity. Is that what you're saying?
In a sense, yes. why beat around the bush?
Right.
Yes.
So do you tell her? That's
how do you
respond? Yeah, like how do you respond to that? Because you got to say something.
You can't say, nah, she's ugly. You can't say that shit.
No, you can't. That's just a lie right there. She knows you're going to lie.
And you can't say, ah, she's all right. Because she ain't all right. She's hot as fuck. So you got to say, what do you say?
You got to say something like, yeah, no, she's all right, but you got a better attitude. A better personality, right?
But I like her pechonalidad.
Yeah, all right.
God damn it.
Dude, I don't know. I think it's, number one, I think it's inappropriate for the girl to ask that question.
Yeah.
So no matter what your response is, I think she's going to find a way to twist it.
Yeah, because that question is only going to lead to fucking problems.
Right.
Well, I mean, will it? Because obviously she knows that her friend is hot.
Obviously.
So any answer that you give is obviously going to be a lie, right?
Unless you say the truth.
Yeah, unless you say, fuck yeah.
Imagine. Well, you can't say it with enthusiasm.
You can't. But you can't say the truth.
Yes, if, depending on the type of relationship you and your girl have, if your girl is able to even random say, hey, babe, look at that girl over there. She's cute, huh? Like, oh, yeah, she's cute. And you guys are okay. So if that's okay, then you should be able to answer her truthfully.
Right.
But you also have to check your tone, check the words that you use.
Right. Or what if you say something like,
Nalga, like Dios. No, not that?
No. Oh,
okay.
No, if you say something like, why does she like me?
That's even worse.
That's it.
That's worse. Oh.
Yeah, so it's just not a good question for a female or a fucking guy to ask. The opposite sex.
Honestly, though, like, what if you say, like, yeah, like, you know, if you like that type of girl, like, you know what I mean? Like, she'll be like, wait, what do you mean by that type of girl?
That type. Now, see, that leads to more fucking questions.
No, like, yeah, well, you know, she gives off this certain aura that I'm just not into. And maybe that'll save it for you.
Her personality makes her ugly.
Right? On.
Something like that?
Well, maybe. So for some people, that's the truth, though.
Yeah, if she does have a bad attitude.
Bad attitude. But like, let's say she's a sweet girl, right? But you're just not into the style, like the way that she looks. Because some people aren't into the Salma Hayeks, man. People are into somebody that's totally different. Maybe like
Lizzos and shit.
No, not the Lizzos. What
well,
I'm saying,
yeah,
like,
but yeah,
no,
but yeah.
Like the librarian look the professional look or something like that.
Right.
And maybe she's just not cutting it with that look. She just has that slutty look.
Yeah.
And maybe that's most guys like will obviously like that type of look. Like, because, you know, what are we trying to do when we see a girl, right?
Right.
Right, right, right.
We're trying to get into their pants, right?
Right.
But for some guys, like, they're more into, like, building a relationship. Mm-hmm. And they know they can't build a relationship with a girl that looks slutty.
Yeah. But see, but in all reality, like, nothing good can come from a question like that.
No.
Nothing. Like, why would you even ask?
Yeah, but so should you answer.
Right. Is that similar to, like, when a girl asks you, do I look fat in this? That's a little different.
I think you're safer with that one.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. So then you're going to lie, too, and say, no, you don't?
You have to tell them the truth.
Like if
it doesn't look good on you, I don't want you to go out and be embarrassed be embarrassed by someone.
Right.
Or, you know, people looking at you and, you know, people are assholes, and I don't want people to do that to you.
Yeah, they deserve the truth.
Yeah, so I'm gonna save you, and tell you the truth.
But
yeah.
What if she asks you while you're already out, like you're on your way? There's no way to turn back.
It's like, girl, you should have asked me before we left the house.
The way that I am, I would have said something at the house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I would have been like, babe, you know, I'm sorry, but that outfit doesn't look good.
It's not.
But what if she didn't ask you? Would you still say it?
I'm still saying it because she's still going out and it's still going to be on her and it's still going to cause, you know, fucking issues.
See, the only problem I see with that is that what if she isn't into, like, she doesn't really care what your opinion is, and maybe even if you tell her, like, she's going to in spite of you.
Well, you know what? I will hope that the person that I'm with isn't that type of a girl, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you because I'm trying to save you from.
Oh, I thought because you were trying to fuck that night. I don't want to have that picture in my brain.
Nah, man. You know, sometimes they need us to fucking tell them something.
I know,
you know,
man. But see, remember the era of the romper?
Uh-huh.
No one ever told those girls before they left the house that shit looks stupid. Right, the high-waisted jeans.
Right.
No one told them they looked like moms when they were 22. You know what I mean? Like, somehow these women have to know that, hey, there's things that guys don't really appreciate. And actually, not appreciate, really hate.
Yeah.
But see, but a lot of people say that women don't dress up for men. You know what I mean? They dress up for other women.
Well, are they lesbians or
not? It's just it's a competition.
It's a competition.
Like they're so fucking competitive that they want to look cuter than the next woman.
They sound like lesbians.
Well, maybe they are lesbians, Jerky.
Why are you gonna dress up for another woman, bro?
That's the thing.
You ain't trying to take her home, are you?
Nah, because they're thinking, you know, right? I know this chick is gonna dress up, so I need to dress up myself.
Oh,
and they want to outdo her, yeah. You know what I mean?
Because they're trying to get a man, though, right?
Yeah,
exactly. So it's really for a man. They're not trying to dress for a woman. They're trying to dress better than the other women,
but better than the next.
There's
woman.
There's some situations though where the girl isn't going out for just. She isn't going out to get approached by guys. She's just going out to. Just be out, but she also doesn't want to look like shit being out.
Then you're saying that she's out just to get compliments from other women.
Other women or just get attention. To look nice.
Right. But see, like, that's a different story, right? She wants to get complimented for... She wants to gain the approval of other women, which are her friends, right?
Right.
So, I mean...
I don't know. Women are complicated creatures, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got to learn to use it to your advantage, though, like... There's some women that are crazy enough that, say, if you are open and honest with them and you're like, if they ask you, like, has this been the best sex of your life or whatever? And you say, actually, you know what I mean? And you tell them, no, there's some crazy chicks that are so fucking competitive that they will try to be better.
Well, what? I don't know where those women are because I've never had one like that.
No, they're crazy. You don't want to be with them.
Nah, hell
but
nah.
You can also not break their soul though, bro. Right. Because what if you do tell her? What are you gonna say if she asks you that and you're trying to get some more ass from her?
She'd probably be like, "You were terrible too." Like, fuck.
What do you tell her? What do you actually tell her that, like, you've had better?
No, well, I would give her tips, like, like I would be like, you know what, like, how about this or how about that, you know what I mean? But in a way, it's an indirect way of saying, like, there's room for improvement.
Yeah.
But don't you?
But it kind of fucks it up though. It depends on the girl though, like.
Yeah.
But if she's crazy.
So you're saying if she's crazy and doesn't know that she isn't good,
yeah,
right?
Then that's crazy. Yeah, that
yeah, because even there's females that want to provide you with the best blowjob you've ever had,
and I think you can tell who those women are though.
Yeah, right? The crazy ones.
Yes, I understand, but like they have a certain thing about them. Like when they're doing it, when they're performing it, it's a performance, and when they ask you, there's a certain way of asking you.
Right.
If this is the best blowjob you've ever had, because they want to be that woman that you'll never forget.
Right. You know, or if they're smart, they would ask you, like, you know, is there anything I can do different that you like? You know, and at that point, you can give them, like, tips.
Well, those are the normal women. Those are the women that should be, you know, they normally ask. They're like, you know, is this how you like it? Do you want me to do this? Do you want me to do that?
But if that's the case, if they're asking you that way.
Yeah.
Like, is there anything that you want me to do? Those got to be the boring women, though, right? No. Like, no, I'm not saying that they're not adventurous or they're not willing to do it. But you want the woman that doesn't ask, that just fucking reads you and just like fucking tries to make you go crazy. And like, hey, is there anything else you want me to do? Like, that's got to be the way they answer. They ask that question, right?
And what if they're like, oh, because my last boyfriend liked this?
Well, normally you're gonna have that baggage though.
Yeah,
you're gonna have that. Like, but, she slept with 10 dudes.
But don't say my last boyfriend like this.
I know.
Obviously, everything she's doing with you, she's trying it with somebody else.
Right. She learned it somewhere. Right.
Right.
Exactly. And vice versa. Everything we do with the women that we're with now,
we learned it from porn.
From porn or from somebody else.
Strictly porn.
You know, strictly porn. Yeah.
Well, you guys know that. California isn't the state with the most body count. And I hate to say that word, body count, but that's the word that everybody uses.
What is it? New York.
It's not New York.
Florida.
Oh, Texas. Man, it's not Florida, bro. But
he's going to come out and say North Dakota.
It's not North Dakota.
The hell?
Yeah, let me see. Body count.
And one of them in the top five is one of the cities where we have the most listeners, by the way.
Seattle.
Yes.
Wow.
Seattle has a large, like, the most body count. And I think it's They're probably up there like 19.5 or something like that.
Shit, I got to go to Seattle.
But Wisconsin was in the running too.
Really?
Yes.
And Wisconsin. Oh,
so
shit.
Pops must have a lot of fucking, like, a big body count.
He's going to message you, shut the fuck up, man. I'm a happily married man.
Dude, that is Wisconsin. Maybe because of the snow and shit and people ain't got nothing else to do, so they just want to fuck.
They like, just stay indoors?
Yeah, like, it's like, we can't go to restaurants. Let's just come over and fuck.
Yeah, but if they're snowed in, how the fuck, who are you fucking?
Fucking Yetis and shit.
Now, I can't find the list, man, but okay. I think Wisconsin was up there like number two or something.
Oh, shit.
So that's pretty good, right?
We got to go to Green Bay, man.
There you go.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Shit.
That says a lot about them women, man.
What does it say? What does it say?
That they slutty. Right? They put out. That's why, like, sometimes, too, like, people used to say, if you want to go pick up on somebody, go to Planned Parenthood.
Oh.
Because you know they fucking put out.
Oh, man.
It's like a sure thing.
That's an old one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's old, but, hey, fucking, you can't fuck with the classics, shit, man.
Shit. All right, so back to what do you tell your girl?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I'm going to say, you know what? Yeah, she's an attractive woman. Yeah, she is. I mean, why do you ask? Yeah. There you go. Bam. Why do you ask?
Just
wondering.
Do you like her tits?
Do you like her tits?
No, I'm asking because, you know, I'm like, maybe I should get some that size.
Like, no, I like your tits. I like your little titties.
They're little? Fuck, bro.
Fuck.
There's no way out, man. No way around that shit. If you have somebody asking you that question, you're fucked.
You say she's attractive. Yeah, she's attractive. You know, she's cool, I guess, right?
Yeah, but your girl's attractive, too.
Yeah.
So
the reason I'm with my girl is because she's fucking beautiful and, you know, inside and out.
So I think I'll have the – I mean, it is true, though. Like, if you like that kind of girl.
Right, some shit like that.
Yeah. You know, because, like – but I don't. Right. That's just not my style.
And the thing is, it's inappropriate to ask about a direct friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she were to be talking about, like, a celebrity or something like that. I think
Ana de Armas?
Yeah, like, it would be more acceptable.
I mean, like, you know what? Ana de Armas, she's an attractive woman. Mm. But, you know, she's not, like, hot.
No.
She's just an attractive woman.
Right. She's a sensual-looking woman. That's what she is, right? Like, if you see a picture of her, it's much different than if you see a video of her. Or maybe you see her in person.
Right. And she's a woman that has money, so that's why she looks the way she looks. She didn't look like that when she was born.
Right.
She didn't look like that growing up.
Is that why I look the way I look?
Yeah,
because I don't have money.
Because you're poor.
No, and that's the saying, right? It's like you're not ugly. You're just poor.
You're poor.
Damn. Where do I get money?
And Figueroa.
This is Jules.
And Pierre.
From the What Can Go Wrong podcast, you are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, this question is for Barlos exclusively.
For me?
Yeah, well, you know, like, I know what McTorius will probably say. I know what I would probably say. But you're the wild card, bro. Huh.
Okay, all right.
Like, shit in your life, like, gets complicated really quick when you go out, you know?
All right.
He's like, okay.
What? I'm like, wait, what?
What I mean by that is, like, dude.
I'm like, what are you?
Something normal turns into a big thing when we go out with you, man. Yeah. So let me just ask you this, okay? Here's the scenario, bro. You're at the supermarket, okay? You are the fourth in line, and there is a lady with a gallon of milk and cereal box, okay?
Uh-huh. Where? Behind me or in front of me?
She's just... Right behind you.
Oh, right. Okay.
You aren't in a hurry. You just got in line about 2 minutes ago. So it's not like if you're invested in, you know, in that line.
Sure.
Okay. And you have a cart full of items, maybe 30 items. Do you offer to let her go in front of you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm a nice person.
That is really nice of you, bro.
What do you mean?
I mean, I would have never expected that.
Why? I'm not a piece of shit.
No, I'm not saying that. It's like, dude, like, fair is fair, right? Like, she got in line behind you. 2 minutes, you've been in line 2 minutes,
right?
And she just arrived, and all of a sudden she's going to go in front of you. That's really nice of you, bro.
Yeah, it's not a problem, bro. Even if it was a guy, I would let the guy go first.
Really?
Yeah.
So what if they fuck up your good deed by, like, as soon as you say, okay, yeah, you can go ahead of me, and then their daughter or son comes with the fucking shopping cart?
That's from an Al Bundy show. I remember that episode. You know what? You know, all hell's gonna break loose if that happens. So at that point,
Wait. No. What if they come up and they, you know, because there's still room.
I'm not going to wait until they fucking get in front of me to say something. I'm gonna say something. As soon as I see her fucking calling in her fucking tribe, put her with her 2-3 shopping carts, I'm like, wait a minute, no. I thought you only had your fucking milk and your cheese. Nope, you fucking saved the fucking.
She never said that, bro. And she didn't ask you to go in front of you.
But true, but she could have said, oh, no, I have my son and my daughter over there picking up fucking whatever the fuck they're picking up.
Well, okay, but let's just say she said, no, I'm okay. And you insist. Now she's in front of you, but the tribe shows up with a cart full of items, bro. And it's probably it's full, bro.
They're not getting through.
And they have coupons.
They're
not.
Oh, no. And they're paying with WIC.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Fuck that shit. Nah, they're not getting through. Remember, I have a shopping cart too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to block them. And I'm be like, ma'am, I'm sorry. I didn't know. So you can go back.
You're going to crash into their fucking cart?
Hell yeah.
So to fucking block them?
Yep.
Wow.
Like I had no idea.
You just said you weren't an asshole.
I had no idea.
Right. So let's say you weren't in a generous mood, right? Uh-huh. And the lady, she has two items.
Yeah.
And she asks you, excuse me, sir, can I go ahead of you?
I only have two items and my baby's in the car by itself.
Yeah, you call CPS real quick.
Like, oh, really? Did you leave the AC on? you know what? Okay, you know what? I can't be that much of an asshole. I will let them through.
Okay. Okay.
I can't.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. It's very interesting, bro. But I have another question.
Okay.
This is another scenario. You see someone putting away their groceries. The man is about 40 years old. No visible.
Four?
40. He's 40. He's 40.
He's like the man.
You mean the baby?
Did I say four? I've been drinking too much, bro. So he's 40 years old. No visible limp. About average build. He rolls the cart. I'm just saying. He's just like a regular dude.
No visible limp?
What I'm saying, he's not like fucking, he's not handicapped.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He doesn't look like a little wimp. He's like a normal dude, right?
Okay, all right.
And he rolls the cart in the same direction that where you're coming from. Like you're on your way to the supermarket.
Yeah.
And he rolls it towards you and behind another car.
Uh-huh.
And then starts getting into his car to fucking drive away.
Yeah.
Do you A, just keep walking into the store? B, roll the cart directly behind his car? C, roll the cart into the cart return? Or D, just roll the cart into the store and you use it?
Okay. Well, you said he has a limp dick, so.
I didn't say he had a limp dick.
Isn't that what he said?
No.
He's a little limp.
Oh, he didn't have a limp.
No, he didn't have. No, he was.
He was fully erect.
I didn't say that. I said he was not an invalid. He can clearly push the cart into the cart return, which is probably not that far away because there's a lot of them usually.
Yeah. Okay. Invalid.
So, cripple.
Hey.
So what do you do? Like, do you say something? Do you fucking just fucking be an asshole and just push it into his car, like so he can back up into the car?
Oh shit!
You know what I mean?
You would push it back into him or what?
Well, I'll let Bartos answer first, then I'll tell you what I did.
See, I have too much to lose, bro.
Which is
my life.
Oh, I see.
And my daughter.
Okay, that's true.
And everything I've built in this life.
That is true.
So I'm gonna leave the cart alone.
Right. And because you have so much to live for, because you haven't hit your peak.
I haven't hit my peak.
That's right.
I gotta finish my tattoo.
Still?
Yes.
You got a lot way to go then.
What do you mean still?
I didn't know you were going to keep working on that.
Yeah, bro. It's going to be the whole leg.
That's awesome, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll let you see it.
Later. Okay. It's your leg, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Like, let's just clear that up.
Because he was like, yeah, yeah. Oh, wait. Your leg. It's going to go all the way up. So, no. It ain't worth it. It's not worth it at all. Mm. So, I'm going to leave the cart there. As long as he didn't, like, put it next to my car and it's, like, touching my car, shit sure. like that. You know, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm just going to walk to the fucking to the front and get a cart.
So you never think about, like, that could be my car that he could just be leaving it right behind. Because that's happened to me where
So you said that he's leaving it behind someone's car?
Someone's car, yeah. He just leaves it right there.
See, I didn't hear that part.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he just pushed it over.
Yeah, he just pushed it over towards you. You're coming, but it's right behind
somebody's cart.
Oh, fuck. Car. Okay, well, I mean, I didn't hear that part, so my bad. So... I would take the cart, and if the cart return was like in my direction, mm-hmm. I would just throw it in there.
Okay.
I don't like using
recently
used carts.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, because it was just used. Okay. So I'm going to get a new one that's sitting out there, you know? I don't know. It's weird. I know. Because it's still warm.
Warm
the handrail, you know, when you're pushing it, it's still warm with their fucking sweat and their fucking, you know,
that's hilarious.
That makes sense, man. Right? That makes sense.
It's weird. It's kind of like sitting in a toilet that someone had
just got up, right?
Yeah. And they're like, fuck, I'm sitting on someone else's ass. You know, I can imagine if it was like fucking Victorious's ass or whatever.
Oh,
like,
fuck. Man.
You know, come on.
That fool's 6'4", man. Yeah, that's a lot of ass.
That's a lot of slab ass. Slab ass.
Yeah. But no, but you know what? And right now that you mentioned it, I'm like, dude, I think like that sometimes too. Yeah, like I'll see, I need a cart and I'll see somebody just leave it and I'm just like, nah.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, nah.
That card, I wouldn't even grab it from the hand. I would have grabbed it from the front.
From the side.
And from the side and fucking steered it to the fucking return. Wow. And then I would have got myself a whole new one that has a nice cold, nice cold handle.
Wow. Well, let me tell you what I did once, man. So I saw that. And he put it right behind the car.
Cherokee's fucking crazy.
I'm an asshole, man. It was right here at Vallarta, too. It's a Mexican man. He was probably in his mid-40s and
shit. Of course.
In a big-ass truck, though.
Of course.
So he couldn't, like, if I put the car right behind his truck, he couldn't see it, right?
Oh shit.
So as
you should have done it.
I was walking. I saw him just push the car, like, just barely push it away from his car into the other car. Right next to him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So as I was walking, I grabbed it from the front and I dragged it behind me until like I got right behind his truck and I let it go. And I just kept going. And when I heard,
stop,
shut up. I just turned around and I started laughing.
No.
Shut up.
That shit pisses me off, bro. See, you don't understand, man.
You were a cart returner, right?
I was a cart guy. Yeah. The parking lot cart guy when I was in like 17 in high school.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it would piss me off that people would be parked right next to the cart return. And instead of pushing it towards the right, they would push it towards the left away from the cart return. I'm like, you were right there. Like, you're putting your groceries on the left side. You know, I mean, on the right side, how can you not just put it into the cart return?
They're like,
right.
Can I return it for free?
And it would piss me off. I would see the worst things about people. Like, you would have, like, you know, like, you're on one side of the street. It's usually like the cars. The cart return would literally be across where the other cars are parked. Like,
right.
Like a good 15 feet. They would leave it right next to their car. And it's just like, but the cart return's right there. Like,
yeah.
It's not raining. It's not fucking 100 degrees. Just walk over and put the cart.
You know what it is? It's a level of maturity. That's what it is.
But
or I don't know if it's maturity, a combination of maturity, education, or or something. Because you don't see that at Costco.
I see it a lot. But okay.
Bullshit.
But you know why?
Costco? At Costco.
You know why? But it's a little less noticeable because there you have there's huge spaces and gaps at Costco, so people just kind of put their carts. Like,
really?
Yeah.
So, you know what? I thought people would put them away at Costco.
Oh, hell no.
I go to Sam's a lot, and I see it there all the time.
Yeah.
And I see people about to just kind of push it over, and I was like, hey, I'll take it for you. And I grab that cart, and I don't have that thing that you guys have where you guys don't want to use somebody else's cart.
That thing.
I just don't know what you call it. And I use that cart, you know, like, because I'm like, I feel like, you know, I'm a good person. I'm going to recycle a cart.
Damn,
and
dude.
I'm not going to make people work twice as hard. Even though, this is pissing me off, because when I was a young lad, they didn't have those automatic fucking cart pushers, the mechanical ones,
they
do now.
Jerry walks and goes to Target, he's like, you fucking pussy.
Fucking pussies, bro. So, like, I have a really real big passion for pushing my cart back to the
cart. That's good, man. I think it goes back to education, bro. I think that was the perfect word to use. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Because not even maturity, because it can be older people that aren't.
And it happens all the time. Yeah. I see old people doing it all the time. Yeah. And I get, you know, you're old.
You're old. You're almost dead anyway.
Yeah. You know, you don't want to walk the extra 10 feet.
Yeah.
You can use those 10 feet to try to get home.
So they may not make it back. Dude, Jericho, what if you, like, did that to, like, an old man, right? Like, and you're just like, sir, like, put your cart away. And the old man's like, okay. And he gets scared, and he's, like, taking the cart, and he just collapses.
No, don't tell me that.
And he just fucking collapses.
No.
He uses the cart as his walking stick. And now he has to use his own weight to walk back.
Now what do I do? Do I walk away?
He's like, whoops.
Get in my car and just go home? Or
I don't know, bro. That's why sometimes with shit like that, it's a tough decision to make, man.
I guess so, bro.
But you know what? There's somebody who makes money off of that shit. It's called, on Instagram, I think it's called Cartnarks.
Yes!
Have you seen it?
That dude's crazy.
He is. He's fucking nuts. He has bumper stickers and everything, like, or magnets.
Yeah, magnets. Has he gotten shot at yet?
I don't know.
Because he goes to the ghetto too, right?
Yes, he does. He's in Compton a lot.
Oh, hell no.
Fuck.
And
that.
I'm assuming he's a white dude, right?
Yeah.
He sounds like a white dude.
Of course he's white.
Yeah. You know, but you know what? I support that guy.
No, he's got a cool little thing going, but I think he's just way too passionate about carts.
Too much, bro. Too much, man.
Is he the same guy that puts, like, Ziplocs on people's door handles with the cart? I thought I saw that.
I think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think so.
Like the zip ties. Zip ties.
Zip ties.
Yeah. Not the Ziploc bags. The zip ties.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So he puts them on the handle, and people have to fucking somehow get the fucking car loose.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible, because that can damage the car, too. But
I mean, so can a fucking cart right behind another car.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Jericho did.
I know. Like, I'm just trying to teach somebody a lesson, man.
Imagine if they... What if they reviewed the video? They showed your ass. Oh, sí, él viene cada sábado. Every Saturday he's here.
I got one last question. Hopefully this one's really short, all right?
All right.
Another scenario. What kind of person are you? If you have an item that you don't want to buy anymore, where do you put it? Do you put it A... do you take it all the way to the shelf where it belongs? Uh-huh. B, do you stash it on any shelf, like where you're passing by? C, leave it at the magazine rack at the checkout counter? Or D, do you give it to the cashier so at least it's going to find its way home somewhere?
Right, right. So luckily for me, I have a daughter.
Oh, okay.
So I'll send her... I'm like, hey, babe, can you take this back? Take it back where we got it. You know where we got it, right? Aisle 3. Like, all right, but hurry up. Because I'm going to leave you. But if she's not with me, if it's a perishable.
That's a different question. Yes.
If it's a perishable, I'm going to give it to the cashier and tell him or her, hey, you know, I'm sorry. I actually don't need it. I just realized I have some at home already. Because I ain't poor.
Right.
I ain't leaving shit just because I'm like, oh, shit, I don't have enough money for it. It's just because I just realized, shit, I have 3 of them at home.
Have you seen those people?
Yeah.
That, like, they'll leave the things that they probably can't afford in the end?
Well, you know, those people used to be me.
I mean, my mom.
Yeah. My mom used to do the same shit. You're like, you know what? This is what we need.
Yes.
And this is what we have if we have enough left over.
Enough left over. Right.
Yeah, oh, so, shit. Damn.
Yeah. So I don't live my life that way anymore.
Yeah, that was a hard now time, man.
Now I was like, fucking buy everything. Yeah. God damn it. Well, then I realized when I get home, fuck. I already had four peanut butters. But yeah, I, if my daughter's with me, I'll have her take it back. If not, cashier.
Oh, good, man. Because I always see perishables, like in the magazine rack.
Yeah, dude, like milk.
See,
and
that's
shit.
Not okay.
That's fucked
that
up.
That is
bro.
Not okay. That's some serial killer behavior.
Yeah,
because
you don't know if these motherfuckers are going to fucking put it back.
Right.
And then someone else is going to buy it, but it's already been out.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, so you just never know. You never know.
Yeah, no, that kind of shit. Because even the other stuff I like to put back, but if I'm like in a hurry and it's like mid, kind of like, oh, shit, but I got to go. I'll put it in. I never put it in the magazine rack. Mm. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So I would either give it to cashier or put it in a random rack, which is, I think it's kind of stupid. But if it's like one of those things where I'm like in a rush and shit. But usually, no, I like to put it back.
Those people that I appreciate are the ones that, you know, they have milk and they're like, you know what, we can't take the milk. So what they do is they put it in the fridge where you have the monsters.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Dude. They've done that shit?
Yes. I've never seen that.
Really?
At least I'll put it in there.
Yeah, at the very least. You know, I don't hate those people,
man. Yeah, yeah. Those people are good to me. If I would have seen them do, honestly, if I would have seen them do that, I probably would have been like, you know what, I'll buy it for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so nice of you, bro.
Nice, man.
Well, what if they have like a gallon of milk that they like, I got to put it back. But on the other hand, they have like a carton of beer. And they made a choice, bro. They're like, I can't afford the milk because I got to take the beer.
They're not getting the milk. They're not getting the milk.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Cherokee, staying on the supermarket thing. Mm. You know, one thing that I've noticed that Vallarta started doing over here in Downey is now they're giving out samples.
No shit.
They're giving us samples of the guacamole, or like the salsa, or like some of the other shit that they make there, of the cheese and whatnot. And I don't know, like at Costco, you expect free samples. You know, you get in line, you get the sample, whatever. But at Vallarta, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Feels weird, huh?
Yeah, it feels kind of weird. So I don't know. Like, if you go to Vallarta, like, would you guys fucking do the samples?
Wait, like, you feel like they're not prepared to give you good samples?
Some shit, like, I don't know, sanitation-wise, I don't know.
What do you mean?
But is it like they're just out? Like, they're just out? It's not like people...
No, there's a lady there. Manning the station? There's a lady manning the station, but then they have them, you know, they kind of have them out, and they're like...
Just out in the open, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lady there making it, obviously. Right. I don't know, it just feels weird.
Yeah. Oh, man, I don't know, man. I think that's even better, bro. Because that's like a lady that's going to look like your mom or something, you know? Like, she's going to care more for you, probably.
I'm like, mom? No.
She, like, wipes your mouth and shit. Like, what the fuck, señora?
Man, I would love that, man. This past weekend, mm-hmm. for 4th of July weekend, we mm-hmm. went to a liquor store. The Trading Post out there, like, by where you work out.
Yeah.
And, they had tequila samples.
No shit.
And the first time I've ever seen tequila samples in a store out here in LA.
Yeah.
And ask me how many samples I had.
You were able to have multiple?
Well, I came back like multiple times.
Did you at least have a hat?
No, like... I put my finger like right by my nose, like pretending it was a fucking mustache. And she didn't know it was me.
What the fuck?
And then I came back with a hat. And then some sunglasses. I mean, I did everything I could, man. And
you're like, that was my brother.
He so happened to be here as well.
I put my shirt inside out. I mean, it was working, bro. It was working. I got like five, six samples, bro.
Stop.
It was fucking awesome.
No shit.
That was crazy.
Yeah, so it was great.
I hear that's illegal here, though, in California.
Excuse me, what? What?
Yeah. That's why they don't do tastings in L.A., at least. Maybe L.A. County. I don't know, but. Yeah, they don't allow that shit here.
Wow. Well, we were doing some rebel shit, bro. Right, I got a fucking shitload of samples.
Nice.
And
shit.
I got sunglasses. See, they fucked up by giving me sunglasses because I came back and I wore the sunglasses. They didn't know it was me.
Can't be. You know what's funny about the going back to the sample thing? I'm like, I don't want a sample. But I'm like, hey, I send my daughter. Hey, babe, go get a sample. Go, you want some guacamole or whatever? Like, okay. She'll eat it. Or she'll come back. The other day, they were doing free samples of cheesecake.
Ooh.
And she came back, and I was like, oh, shit. I told her, hey, babe, look behind you. And then I took her sample. She was like, what? She like, Dad. And I just go get another one.
Hey, when funny. Is that good, do you ever want like go back and say, hey, can I get another one?
Yeah, like I'll do that with sometimes like my daughter won't want one and they're over there. And I'll be like, baby, do you want one? And I'm like, it's for my daughter because I had just gotten one. Yeah, so I kind of put it on her.
But do they care? I mean,
they really don't. But I think it's your own like self-awareness. Of, yeah. Like, you know, you're just like, fuck, like shouldn't be doing this shit.
You've seen the shows where they fucking frowned upon fucking you taking multiple samples and shit.
I don't know, though. But, like, the faster they're done with the samples, the more work – I mean, the less work they have to do, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, let's say if it's a box of crackers that they have to give away, if they're probably told, okay, you finish 10 boxes and you're done for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So the more crackers they give, the faster their job is done, don't you think?
That's true. Then they can go on and do something else.
Exactly. Yeah, because they get paid for the – the whole setup. They don't get paid by the hour, do they?
I mean, they're Costco employees, right? Or are you talking about, I mean, they're employees of the...
the store.
Employees of the store. Oh, okay. So, you know, if they're done with the fucking, with giving away the samples, then they go back to their regular job.
Yeah, versus a promotion person. Yeah, if it's a promotion person, right. It's different.
That's where I got it wrong. Because
they're like an outside entity.
These aren't contractors. They're actually people that work at the store.
Yeah.
And they're just doing the samples.
Yeah.
You know what they need to do? They need to do a sample of their ceviche. That's what they haven't done.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've had their ceviches. It's all right. It's not that great.
It's not?
Nah.
But what if you keep adding stuff to it? I mean, the ingredients are there,
I mean,
right?
If you add more limon and like salt and shit, yeah.
There you go.
It's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, because most of the work's already done. All you have to add is a little bit more of, the lemon.
Yeah, but then I'm like, I should have just made this shit myself.
Hey, this is Sebastian Satina, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, let's talk a little bit about real estate, man.
All right.
Oh, shit.
So let's say there's this house, right? Beautiful house on the market. Great fucking deal. Like, great deal. Like, you're just like, fuck, why is it so cheap? But.
How cheap? We're talking
like
$250?
Let's say
150?
Let's say about 300, 350.
In L.A.?
In L.A. Fuck. So half. Let's say half price or
So obviously it's like one bedroom, one bath.
No, let's go with like it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
Oh, wow.
So it's a bargain, bro. Right. So you're like, well, what the fuck is wrong with this? Right?
And we're not talking about a whole teardown. It's already
No, it's
nice.
Yeah, it's you might change a couple of things.
Okay. All right.
So but here's the kicker though, right? They eventually you're like, well, what the fuck happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm going to give you guys three options, and maybe you guys can see if you guys would still be in it for all three or if some of them you'd be like, nah, probably not.
Oh, shit.
All right. So option number one, it's a suicide house. The previous owner committed suicide in there.
Oh, shit.
Option number two, it was a murder house. So there was a mass murder that happened.
A mass murder.
That could be like a family murder.
Like
right?
They drank the Kool-Aid and shit.
They drank the Kool-Aid, like fucking Angel's Gate or what? No, it's like there was just like a family that got murdered.
Okay. Wow.
Or option number three, it's a house that is known to be haunted. So haunted being it can be anything like shit is moved. Like moving, like shit gets moved around.
Or sound.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But it's a great fucking deal.
Shit. Okay.
Well, obviously, okay, let's just say it's a murder house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a guarantee that there's going to be some hauntings because there's so much bad energy in there?
We don't know.
Or will there be another murder?
Oh, fuck, come on. I know.
Is it now serving number five?
I'm calling it a murder house. What do you mean by that? Like, have there been multiple murders? Has every owner that's lived there fucking been murdered? If that's the case, fuck no. I'm out. Fuck. I'm out.
Yeah.
Wow. Listen, man, around here, there's a lot of murder and suicide.
Really?
I don't know if you know.
I didn't know.
So the one right next door,
uh-huh.
There's been one suicide there, a hanging.
Shit.
He hung himself. The dude hung himself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He got caught cheating.
Oh, is that what happened?
He was living the high life. Caught cheating. But then his wife didn't let him come home. So somehow no one was home. And he came. He was waiting for her. And he hung himself. And when they came home, they fucking found him hanging. I don't know from where.
Hung himself inside the house?
Yeah. And wow. I don't know from where because yo de metiche. Like, I went. What? I went in there when they were selling the house.
Yeah.
And I was looking like, so I'm looking around the house like.
Like, where would I hang myself?
Yeah. I couldn't find the spot.
Holy shit.
Cherokee was looking. Here is where the man hung himself.
Yeah, and it just, I couldn't find it, man. So it was kind of like, that guy was creative, bro, because I could not find
the
spot.
Holy shit.
Secondly, okay, so another house down the street, like if you go here and then turn right, uh-huh. Right? A woman used to get her fucking ass beat by her husband. And one day, they found her in the street naked, all bruised up, fucking face was all fucked up or whatever.
How were her tits?
Hey, bro, better than Salma Hayek back in the 90s, bro. And they stayed together for quite a while. And one day, I guess she got tired of it. And she shot that motherfucker dead.
Holy shit.
And then attempted to commit suicide. Shot herself.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, she didn't pass away right there and then. I think it took about a week for her to pass.
Damn.
So that was a murder house too, right?
And that was like close by to here too?
Dude, six houses down.
Holy shit.
That was one. And then another one that I know of, like almost all the way to the corner. Not really. Actually in the middle of the street. The neighbors claim to have heard two shots, but it was ruled a suicide.
Wow.
So it was like, wait a minute. How can you shoot yourself twice? So, like, who knows what really happened, but they ruled it a suicide in the end. So that's three that I know of. And according to the neighbors, there's been more, but that's three that I know of.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this fucking neighborhood's kind of cursed, bro.
Where were you during this whole time?
I wasn't here, bro. I know, right? No. Actually, no. I was living here when the neighbor passed away, and then that other house, that lady killed her husband. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was here for those two. Sure. The other one, I wasn't here for.
That's crazy. Yeah, but I would definitely not have an issue moving into a suicide house. Like if it was like a suicide, I'd be cool with it. Uh-huh. But just. I think the idea of moving into a house where a family was murdered, I would sit a little uneasy.
Yeah.
And then the aunt.
Because what did they do? Like, let's say if there's blood all over the walls, like they just paint it over that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they just kind of cosmetically.
Like the blood is still there.
You guys watch too many movies.
No, I'm just saying, bro.
No, man. They're going to disinfect the fucking place. They're going to fucking take all that shit off. They're not just going to fucking paint over the goddamn blood.
Are you sure?
Yes. They're not. You're not going to be able to just peel the blood off. I mean, peel the paint off and see the splatter of the blood.
You might, bro.
No, man.
Oh, man.
You guys are.
So they're going to change all that out?
Of course.
Like they're going to tear out the wall. And then they're going to put new drywall up.
They'll at least fucking take the paint off, as much of the blood as you can.
Yeah.
And fucking paint over whatever's left.
But what about like the tile, if there's tile or flooring? Yeah. They would change all that?
No, they wouldn't change it. They're just fucking wiping it clean.
Just clean it.
Disinfect.
Yeah.
Disinfect.
Oh, yeah, but there's still blood there, bro.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that would sit heavy in my mind, like knowing that. You know what I mean? I'd be like,
Because what if, okay, so let's just.
You guys are thinking cheap, though. What if it's wood, hardwood flooring?
Right.
So will the wood, with the blood seep through the wood?
It has to seep, right?
So at that point, are we changing the fucking wood that's in that area, right?
Yeah, I don't know. You might have to, bro.
I mean, they may have to because the blood eventually starts to smell, right? So,
that's right. Let me just say this, okay? The real estate agent, is it true that they have to disclose that there was a murder or a suicide in the house?
I don't know.
I don't know, but from what I've heard is that they are supposed to disclose that type of information. Yes.
So if that's the case, you could knock off a good 20,000 off the top, right?
They're like, it's already knocked off.
Ah, oh, shit. Yeah.
They're like, sir, you get it's $350,000 for an $800,000 home.
Yeah, but there was a suicide.
Like somebody died.
Another 20,000. Shit, yeah. Man.
So would you guys still move into that house?
For murder and a suicide, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
For
so
a haunting.
Oh. What about the haunting?
If it's like an active fucking place, like fucking poltergeist and shit like that, hell no.
Maybe not that extreme, but he's the person that's haunting your place is a little bit of a nuisance.
Let's call him Mr. Franklin.
Mr. Franklin. Okay. I like that.
I don't know.
Sounds old enough.
So let's say Mr. Franklin, right? You're drinking your beer. He moves it from one spot to the next. Uh-huh. And now you have to get up to fucking get your beer. Or he does little shit. You're watching your shows. Turns off your fucking shows.
You like, Mr. Franklin?
You know, so he's kind of like a playful ghost, I guess. You know what I mean? But then what if it turns out that he's fucking gay? And he starts doing gay shit, like pulling, tugging on your ear.
Licking your fucking cheek.
Yeah, just randomly, like.
Like pinching your nipple.
Yeah.
The fuck, Mr. Franklin?
Mr. Franklin?
Not today, Mr. Franklin. I got a headache.
What would a ghost licking you feel like, though? Like clouds or what?
Oh, man.
Imagine shit.
I don't know. Definitely not wet, right?
It's just energy, right? Yeah. It'll just be like something pressing up against your cheek.
Yeah. What if, like, you wake up, bro? Like, almost every night at about... I would say about 2 a.m. because that's the witching hour. Is that the witching hour?
I forgot.
I think it's 3 a.m.
Three in the morning. Okay, that sounds more like it. So 3 a.m, every 3 a.m, and all of a sudden, you just feel like somebody's trying to take off your underwear.
What the fuck?
Mr. Franklin! What are you doing?
It's the witchy hour, motherfucker.
He's like, go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep. Nothing's happening here. Remember, you paid $350,000.
I got you a deal, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. I don't think I'm going to go for the Mr. Franklin thing.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Come on. You guys could be pals, bro.
Okay, maybe if he only did weird shit once a week.
Okay, like on Friday?
Maybe like on Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday
night. Freaky Friday.
Like, shit, it's fucking Freaky Friday.
Damn.
I'm going to have to get drunk.
You already know, you know, but then all the other days, it's pretty calm.
What if it was Mrs. Franklin?
Ooh.
And she looked like Selma Hayek?
You could see her.
Well, I mean, you can see her aura.
Yeah.
And you can tell it's a woman and she's hot.
Right. Damn. But she still has a snake, right?
Sure.
Hey, she has a snake. I'm in.
If that's going to do it for you.
Yeah. Got it, bro. Shit. Because, man, she has a big personalidad, bro.
I think I'd be down for that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But you wouldn't know until you bought the house.
That's true.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, she ain't interviewing.
I know.
Hey, it's me. You know, I'm gonna fuck around with you every Friday.
Fuck.
You know, I'm going to try to take your pants off, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's you, right? Just you by yourself? Yeah, just me all the time. Like, okay.
Yeah.
See, but somehow you have to figure it out because they have to disclose this before they sell you the house, right?
Uh-huh.
So, like, usually, like, let's say when we're buying a house, you have to come at night to see, like, what the neighborhood is really like at night. Because daytime, all the gangsters and all the bad fucking people are still sleeping.
They're asleep.
Yeah.
Because they pulled all-nighters. Right.
So, like, you know, you come at night. If they tell you, like, oh, fuck, dude, Mrs. Franklin comes out at night. I'm like, what? What do you mean she comes out at night? Like, yeah, man, I'm sorry. That's why it's only $350.
Right.
So I was like, all right, so I'll have to come at night and have to hang around the house to see if I can run into Mrs. Franklin.
Right. And what if your, like, real estate agent's like, so, Mr. Jericho, how do you feel about getting your salad tossed?
Wait, by Mr.?
No, by, well, I don't
or
know.
Mrs. Franklin.
By Mrs. Franklin.
Mrs. Franklin. Okay. Our friendly neighborhood ghost.
And Mrs. Franklin never transitioned into a woman, right? She's always been a woman.
I don't know. It's 2024, bro.
She died in the 30s.
Okay, we're good. All right.
She was a hooker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
Can she give me some of them ghost STDs?
No, it's, you know, it's non-transferable.
You sure?
Yeah. Non-transferable?
I mean, I don't know, man.
Non-transmittable.
That don't sound right to me, bro.
All right, so we're down for Mrs. Franklin, man.
I'm down for Mrs. Franklin.
Mrs. Franklin, all right.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Show me that.
Yo, what up, guys? This is Alfred Robles, and you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, all right, all right, fellas. It's time to get out of here.
No, man, I'm having a good time, man.
We were, man, but I'm fucking tired, man.
Tired of what, bro?
Tired of fucking...
Fucking ghost.
Fucking ghost. fucking trying to toss my salad.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Good time, fellas. We'll meet again next week. We'll have another good show. Unless I call out. you know how I be doing it?
God damn it.
That's how we do it.
Oh, man. With that said, zip it up. Zip it down, motherfuckers.
Man, funny fucking show. Like always, man. I think Oswald's probably going to join us next week.
All right.
Yeah, so he'll join us next week. He was, I invited him today, but he was still kind of getting over a cold and shit. So.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, so he'll probably join us next week. Yeah, good show, man. Good show. I enjoyed it. And so for those of you that were complaining about last week's show, sorry.
It was my fault. My bad.
It's 4th of July, man.
Hell, what the fuck, man?
We're getting drunk on Wednesday.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. Love you guys, man. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I saw a little movie called Beverly Hills Cop Axel F.
That shit sucked.
What?
You liked it?
I really did like it,
really?
Man. Yes. And if you've watched any of the Axel Foley movies, Beverly Hills Cop movies, it was pretty much following the same template.
Yeah,
bro.
But it's 2024.
I understand.
That shit doesn't
translate
the same way.
Bro. No, it does, man. It was really funny. There were a lot of callbacks for sure, man. A lot of the old actors came into play.
Well, yeah.
I had forgotten that one guy. I forgot. Oh, dude, the new police chief.
Uh huh.
I forget his name now, but I forgot that he was in part two. Which, and it really surprised me. So they brought back a lot of the old characters, and I really, really enjoyed this movie, man. And you guys were too, if you guys grew up in the 1980s. But not you, Bartles, because you grew up in the 1990s.
That's probably why.
That's probably why, man. This movie was not for you.
Right.
It's for us 44-year-olds.
Yeah,
45. 45. Wait, no, I'm still 44.
Are you?
Yeah. I got a few months, man.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Do I tell people what month?
Probably not.
Probably not a good idea.
Yeah, we don't want to get your identity stolen.
That is true, man. But this year, my I will be 45, and that's it, bro. That's
is it in October?
I'm sorry, what? You motherfucker! Aren't you in December?
I told him
you
weren't. So I don't care.
Oh, man, but this is going to mark my midlife, isn't it? Midlife crisis, man.
I don't think it's midlife anymore, because I think midlife is more like in 50, 55.
50, so that means I'm going to live till I'm 100?
Maybe.
That's a long time, bro. I don't know if I want
to
live that long.
That's a long time to live.
Yeah, man. 90, I can still wipe my ass. But 100? I don't know about that, man. So let's just say 90 is a pretty good age, man. So, yeah, if you guys are 45, you guys are going to like this movie. It's one of those, it has the old school feel. And it has a lot of those action, the same action shots that part one, part two had. Not part three, because part three sucked ass, like most of the sequels. Like, I think Godfather 3 was one of those.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, watch, it's on Netflix. Watch Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley. And I think you guys will enjoy it. Other than that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son cuatro compas de misterio. Y en la plática los cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. No tienen pelos en la pinche lengua.